greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV, 5050 on your radio dial. Also being simulcast tonight around the world on worldwide internet. Just go to WWRV and click on Listen Live to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you tonight. First thing, being baptized is one of the first things. Now, actually, the first thing for you to be saved is to repent. Then, when you repent, you've got a modified verb connecting to the action of the performer based on what he done for you. First thing. Now, what is the first thing? Repent. What's the second thing? And be baptized. Now, is baptism important? Well, we'll study that tonight in detail and go into it and prove all things to yourself that you may be fully persuaded in your own mind how to be saved from this untoward generation. Now, a lot of people let these things slip. The importance, listen to me now, of the correct name for baptism. Well, you say, well, that's easy, Pastor Buddy. Bible tells us how to be baptized. Oh, yeah? Well, how does it tell us? Well, Matthew 28:19, when he rose up, he said, go into the world and preach the gospel and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. Question. What is the name of the Father? What's the name of the Son? And what's the name of the Holy Ghost? He's got a name. Is above every name, and only this name is above every name, and it's the only name that's got salvation. And you know that Satan, in the book of Revelations, in chapter 9 and verse 12, it states that Satan deceived the whole world. Satan deceived, that's Revelations 12 and 9, I'm sorry. Satan deceived the whole world. How could he do that? How in the world could Satan deceive the very elect, if it's possible? Many will say to him in that day, well, haven't we done wonderful works in your name? They thought they had the name. They were encouraged. They had read it in the Bible. They thought that was the name. You see, Jesus Christ, the name Jesus Christ, has been added to the Scriptures by a plot and a plan to deceive the very elect. Now, the Bible says to study, to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, how are you going to study without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So it's the word test. Acts 2:41, listen. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, the same day, was added about 3,000 souls added to them. Now, there's no mention here of any other thing than those that gladly received the word and were baptized. That's simple. It's a simple plan. But it has to be done in the correct name. Study, again, to show yourself approved. You can be deceived by the wily, crafty deceit of the devil. That's what he come for, to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. You say, oh, I can't get saved. My church is too big, Pastor Buddy. Well, how do you believe? That's the litmus test for everyone that has put on the armor. This armor is steady. Same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus is not the name of yesterday, today, or forever. What is it? It's not even 500 years old. It's a manufactured, evolved name that was put into the New Testament in error. The name that should have been there was deliberately planned, plotted to deceive. That's Satan's mission. Oh, I have studied and prayed and fasted and agonized until I could see my way clear. You know, take heed how you lay on the foundation. That's what the book says. A good man will, you see, the foundation is the principal tool of the building to stand. Some lay on a sandy foundation. That ain't going to get it. Haphazardly, a seam right way. Let's go to Acts chapter 8 and verse 12 and study just a minute about the witness that Philip left, and when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of Elohim and the name of Yahweh the Christ, both men and women were baptized. In the 19th chapter, the jailer and his whole family were baptized. Now, we don't know who that consists. And that happened after midnight. It must have been around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, because the earthquake happened at midnight. And Paul witnessed to the jailer and told him to not do himself any harm. He was all there. And Paul took him the same hour of the night and his household. It's important for you to have your household. Well, what if you can't win your household? Well, the Bible says if you have an unbelieving wife, she's not willing to live with you under these conditions of truth. Let her depart. A brother and sister is not under bondage. You don't have to be wrapped up because Yahweh won't accept your family. You know, that's sort of like Cain. He came and he offered himself up and he was rejected. Sometimes you can be rejected because your heart is not right, just like Simon the sorcerer, as we're going to read a little bit later on here. Now, the eunuch asks a very important question. What hinders me from being baptized? In 8:36 and 37. And they came to certain water. Very essential. The plan of salvation is so simple. Christ taught it. He practiced it. Put it in practice. Not only did he teach it as a truth to receive the remission of sins, to receive. Now, what did you receive? Now, a lot of people think that you're going to jump up and you're going to have all these sensations. You're going to run the aisles and tear the benches down like I used to do in the Pentecostal movement. We brought everybody to the altar. It's important to pray. I'm not speaking against praying. But let me tell you something right up front. You can speak in tongues of men and angels and go straight to hell. Let me repeat that for the shock of some of this false doctrine that's going around to deceive. The Holy Ghost is not a gibbering tongue. Although they spoke in unknown tongues, what that meant on the day of Pentecost, these Galileans that were doing the speaking, they spoke something that these Judeans had never heard. It was a new language. It was something that they had, but they heard them speaking their own language, Aramaic, Hebrew. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? What hinders you today from being baptized in the name of Yahweh?" Not the name of Jesus. Not the name of Yahshua. That's a little general's name in the Bible. It wasn't the greatest name. It wasn't the name above every name. That name had already been given to man. This name was given to this distinct being who was in the form of God. The scriptures teach that that was God Himself incarnated into a body of flesh to walk this earth for 33 years, to be rejected, to have His name blasphemed, to have His name cast out of the Bible and replaced by an artificial, seem-right way that would deceive the very elect. Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, praise Yahweh, that finally, after baptism in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, went through that, then when I was 21 or 22, after I got out of the service, I found out that Acts 2:38 was written, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus." Well, the name of Jesus was in the New Testament. But the problem was, there was no name Jesus in the Old Testament. That had me buffaloed. I really sought an answer to that, but couldn't find His name written in the Old Testament. But here, with the name of Yahweh, finally, after 30 years of delayed action, I preached Jesus' name, baptism, and baptized literally hundreds of people into the name of Jesus in place of Yahweh. And then, finally, 22 years ago, just recently, I'm just a young child in the name of Yahweh. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And I found out that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. I didn't have any problem after I got on Straight Street, like Paul, that I'm fixing to lead you here in Acts 9, 17, and 18. Listen. "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and laying his hands on Saul, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Master Yahweh, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.'" Immediately, like me, after I saw the name, the only name, the importance of the correct name, I was baptized once more, three times now, once Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, once Jesus' name, and finally, in the name of Yahweh, the name above every name. Oh, praise Yahweh. How happy I was. Immediately, there fell from my eyes something like scales, Paul said. and he received his sight, and he arose and was baptized. He rose and was baptized. Say it with me. He arose and was baptized. Can you see your way to arise and be baptized? Calling on the name of Yahweh, washing away your sins. Sins is a transgression of the law. Repentance is the first step. Baptism is the second step. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. You're going to have a new language. You're going to talk different. You're going to express yourself different. People are going to think you're actually speaking in an unknown language. It's true. You can't fit in with a Baptist. You can't fit in with a Methodist. The Presbyterians, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Pentecostals. Acts 10:45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles also. The Gentiles is Strong's number 1482, which means an ethnic base. A particular group of those who were Israel at one time, who were sent abroad, and then the apostles were sent to the 12 tribes scattered abroad to bring this very important correct name. Know how it opened up the eyes of those who were blind, those who were ignorant, those who were lost and undone. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water? That's the key. Once you go down and the magnification and the transference through water, the elements of fire and water, the fire of the Holy Ghost and the water. These are the principal things. And a new tongue is given to you, a new language, a new testimony that even the Pentecostals can't understand. They'll throw you out for preaching the true name, claiming they've got the gift of the Holy Ghost because they've been taught how to speak in tongues. Go ahead, right there it is. Go ahead. Now get you by the jaw and they'll work your jaws up and down, and you're praying, exciting yourself up. And you go to talking in some kind of an unknown tongue. And then when the true tongue comes as a witness to the Pentecostals or the Baptists or whoever, the Jesus name believers, they will see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and be afraid of it. It's a new language. They want to kill you. They want to talk about you. They want to cast your name out as evil because they shall hate you for my name's sake. Nobody hates you in Jesus' name. You can get in Jesus' name on any corner. One of the easiest names to get in the bell box assembly. But is that the right name? No, it's not. I hate to say that. Acts 16:14-15, a certain woman named Lydia, she was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped Elohim, and Yahweh opened her heart. Wouldn't you like to have your heart opened? If this gospel's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. You've got to have a direction of the holy unction of the Holy Spirit. This name is just not revealed to everybody. wasn't revealed to me after I was quite old. After being a Baptist believer, then turning to Jesus' name believer, preaching that for 30 years. So I was pretty old when I got the message. I was 48 years of age when I began to start studying on the name above every name, a name that was despised and hated and cast out, and I became what is known as a loner. Stay true to this name. I studied the name. I proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And when Yahweh opened her heart, she gave heed to the things spoken by Paul. Now people are giving heed to Pastor Buddy as I'm speaking in the name of Yahweh, the name above every name. And you say, well, I never heard of that. When she and her household were baptized, very important now, repent and be baptized. When she was baptized, she begged, if you have judged me faithful, come into my house and stay for a while and teach me more about this. Well, it's a wonderful thing when you have your mind opened up to this revelation. It's not open to everybody. It's not meant to be open, as I said. It's hid to them as lost. Yahweh designed a way to bring His name out in the open and yet be a top secret. It's like you're working for the U.S. government in a compartment with a name that you're using out in the open and yet nobody knows what it's about. Acts 16:31. They said, believe on the Master Yahweh, the Messiah, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the truth to the jailer and his household. And they took him and his whole house the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and his family were baptized. Here's the jailer having to dress Paul's wounds, wash them. And Paul washed this jailer and his family, praise Yahweh, with this mighty miracle working of repentance to receive the awesome, accountable name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, to receive the new language that's placed in your body. You've got a new testimony. You pass from death into life because you have a longing to join your brothers and sisters and meet often, they that believed on Yahweh. A book of remembrance was written, and they spake often one to another. They didn't go their separate way. They began to communicate and learn of where the movement, the underground movement, the hidden movement, just like it is today. Nobody knows of Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and I've been on the radio for 15 years, and I have people daily, almost daily, say, well, I never heard you. I didn't know what you preached. You see, they hide this from you. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to accept. took him and washed his stripes all in silence, bound in jail all night long. That old jailhouse reeled and rocked. Hauled him, laid it. The door flung open. Here he was, nursing his wound. He'd been beat with 40 stripes. And save one, 39, of a cat of nine tails. They had beat him into a bloody pulp. I mean, back in those days, they punished you. If you broke the law, you was already guilty. Here he was. He had an act of the heavens. Yahweh had caused the earthquake to shake open the door. Here's the jailer, responsible for the inhabitants in the jail. They were assigned to his protection. He thinking that they had escaped was going to kill himself other than go through this punishment that they had put on Paul. He knew what was bound for him, and he would have killed himself. He was going to commit suicide and leave his family. Instead, here's the man that said, "Do yourself no harm. We're all here." Woo! Hallelujah. Do yourself no harm. You can't go wrong by getting into or repenting of your sin and being baptized in this new name, this heavenly name, this magnanimous name, this magnificent name, a name above all, proven 7,000 times approximately in the Old Testament. And boy, can you ever link it up after you get the true name. I don't know why he chose me to wait 30 years. But he did. I was busy. I had zeal. I was like Paul. And I was going everywhere that I could to preach the name of Jesus to any believer that would be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. And here came the truth. Knocked me, set me down. It took a year out of my life to study. I seen it within 2 weeks. But I had to prove all of these angles. I was well versed in Scripture. I was like the Apollos in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts. We'll read about him in a minute. Well versed. And yet I wanted to be sure. I covered all the bases. I studied to show myself approved. And after that I proved it to myself, and I was able to prove it to many others since then, after 22 years, what a great day. What a wonderful day. When I found Yahweh, and I found His name, and I love it above all names, who will declare it? Who will preach my name? Go preach my name, Paul. Paul, I'll show you. I'll show you what you've got to suffer for my name's sake. Now, what name was Paul whipping and beating and enslaving and sometimes killing or putting a witness in against these people for calling on the name of Yahweh? He didn't know anything about Jesus. Jesus was a Greek God invention that would come about 1,000 years later. Now, we've had to show you the sincerity of this thing. We've had people to drive from miles around. I'm talking about literally hundreds or thousands of miles. From the state of Washington, that's out on the west coast, northern west coast, from California, from Spain, from they had contacts from Germany to know what to do. What must I do to be saved? Well, it's important to figure out what the name is. It's the key. Don't overlook the name. Study. See if I'm telling you the truth. Prove all things. Go back and see if the name Yahweh can be spoken in Hebrew 7,000 times approximately to prove the truth of Yahweh in the New Testament, where the Catholic Church saw it useful to bring Zeus into the picture. They introduced a false name. They got the spelling almost correctly. Jesus. They got close to Joshua. But that's after many evolvement steps. If you go back to the original, it was a Y. It started with a Y. Pilate knew that name. He wrote in three different languages. Wasn't no mystery to him. Bless his heart, he proved that the name of Yahweh was the same name in the Old Testament. Didn't change in the New and never will, never was meant to be. But by crafty deception, thinking that you've done God a service, you've got baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's what you've done. You've missed the boat, like I did when I was a 9-year-old boy in the spring in the creek in the 50s. I never bothered to ask, what is the name of the Father? If you can tell, that became a challenge later to me, and I studied day and night. Well, I thought I had it solved because I found in Acts 2:38 that Jesus was his name. Oh, if I'd only known at that time about the master counterfeiters, a name that seems right, a way that seems right. But the end would have proved in death. I couldn't prove that name. I found it out. Now, you've repented and you become a believer in Yahweh Shua, but have not been baptized, why wait? Why tarry? Do what it takes to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. Do like those people from California, from Arkansas, from Mississippi, from Alabama, from Georgia, from the Carolinas, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Missouri, Illinois, it's just incredible what Yahweh has done as a result of getting me on Straight Street with the right name. Now, what are you waiting for? Acts 22:16. Now, what are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Baptism is for the washing away of your sins. Calling on the name of Yahweh. Not the name of Lord, not the name of Baal, but the name of Yahweh, which is a name above every name, provable 7,000 times. Yahweh answered, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, is Yahweh going to lie? Are you going to climb up some other way and become a thief and a robber? I hope not. I hope this message is for you especially. I hope someone is listening tonight to Pastor Buddy and the shepherd's call, just a lonely voice in the wilderness calling out, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, what's that name? Jesus? Can't be. It's not even 500 years old. You say, oh, it don't matter. Or I believe that's what the King James says, and I'm going to stick with the old King James, glory to God. Well, folks, don't be ignorant. Gather the preponderance of the evidence. Prove all things. Let no man take your crown or deceive you. Come to the realization of the Scriptures. See and ask for the old path and walk in. That's all you got to do. Psalm 68:4. Sing unto Elohim. Sing praises to His name. Not His names. He's not got more than one name. Irregardless of what these lying 501c preachers say, who will not teach you the truth, who don't want to make you mad. They want to deceive you and keep you locked and bound in chains and shackles so they can control you and they can fleece the flock. Come out of her, my people. Isn't that what the Bible says? Come out of her. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. What a parable. That's speaking in tongues, ladies and gentlemen. That's declaring a name that you've never heard before. That's giving you a testimony that you probably have never heard it before. If you're listening to Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, and you've got privilege to hear this. Now, if you've heard it, then it's going to be recorded to you because it would be better for you not to hear it than to hear it and not obey it. When you see the light, walk in. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, you'll see it written in your Bible in the King James as Jah, J-A-H. However, it's pronounced Yah. Since there's no J sound in the Hebrew whatsoever, and the New King James Bible restores the correct rendering that I've got here, Yah, Y-A-H. That's a short poetic name. Extol him. Sing praises. No wonder you're talking in a strange tongue. It's interesting that the New King James Bible also restores the name Yah in two other Bible verses in Isaiah 12:2 and 26:4. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son. Now this son didn't have no Greek Latin name. It had a Hebrew name above every name. And it wasn't Yahshua. Some of the sacred name people have to have two names before they're satisfied because they believe that the Father is a person and the Son is a person and they're not the same. that they got two different names, and yet they acknowledge that there's only one name that's got the salvation. So which name would you think could be? Well, just read, if you will, read Isaiah 12 and 2 and Isaiah 26 and verse 4 and see which is the name that's got salvation. It's not Yahshua. Yahshua means Yahweh is salvation. But Yahweh is salvation is not his name. It's clear. Oh, how we have to pound this and prove. I have preached this same message for over 20 years. Some will listen and some won't. Some will say, we'll hear more on the matter. Some will say, let me study a while. Now we're baptized in one name, the name above every name. And then in John 14:26, listen to what happened. The Comforter. Man, I've been comforted. It's something that'll make you free. You're free and comforted when you know that you've got power over the devil. That Comforter's going to come from the Father, who will send it in the Son's name. Now, what's the Father's name? Yahweh. What's the Son's name? Yahweh. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? Yahweh. These three are one. So the Holy Spirit comes in the name of Yahweh, a name above every name. That the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Is it important to use his name? Well, it's the greatest name, the highest name, and the most holiest name. Yahweh represents power and authority. And Yahweh's God of people is called by his name, and they shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy. And they'll be afraid of you. Yahweh's people don't know any other name. His sheep know him. And they will not follow a stranger. The importance of following this great name that's above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, every tongue, as I said, every tongue shall confess. And every knee shall bow. But what about the millions, Pastor Buddy? Well, I've done read that to you. I explained it to you in the beginning. Many will call him Lord. That's his favorite title today. Lord is not a name, it's a title. They don't fully grasp the importance of sounding his name. His name, the sound of his name, went out through the whole earth. Something about sounding that name that unlocks that which was hidden from the foundation of the world and revealed through the covenant name and unveils the mysteries from your eyes, the scales like Paul, it falls from your eyes and you fall from the deceived rank into a person that has been baptized speaking in a new language. Now, they won't have you up the street. They won't have you down the street. They won't have you over the hill. They won't have you in the next state. It's the same every day. It's the same every place. All the world is deceived. Revelations 12 and 9. Satan will deceive the whole world. get in the truth. Receive it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. When Yahweh opens your mind, you can't see it if He don't open it. Just like He opened Lydia, opened her heart, she could see the truth, and boy, she opened her home up and said, come in here, guys, I got to hear more about this. And her whole family received the word. What's wrong with this untoward generation today that so much deceit is in the world that they would deceive the very elect because they're calling on a false name? You say they wouldn't dare do that and put that name in the Bible if it wasn't actually in the King James language. How foolish we become when we take for granted everything in the Bible is correct. It's not. Of course, sounds right. I did to me, because I said, well, right here. But I go back to the Old Testament, and I couldn't find the name Jesus in the Old Testament, and I wondered, Yahweh, what's wrong? Why didn't you put your name, which is the highest name, why did you put it in the Old Testament as well as the New? Well, He did. I just didn't know what it was. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Mark 1:14. Repent. You shall speak with new tongues. And keep drinking is everything. It's this denominational doctrine that's had you bound in ignorance and slavery, and they've made you a slave to the system of falsehood. Those who would water down the clear biblical teaching of obedience to His name. It's a powerful name. It says, you shall not bear false witness. What is bearing false witness? You can actually bear false witness meaning to do good. That's the same my way. But what about the truth of this great name and the importance of this name? Getting it right. You've got to get it right. You've got to sound it just right. And the first step is repent. Now, what's the clearest definition of sin given in the whole Bible? Well, it's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Sin is a transgression of the law. And under the law, 7,000 times we overlook His name and call Him somebody else in the New Testament. No wonder the witnesses is so great against Him. No wonder that we're guilty of taking His name in vain. Praise His mighty name. You're listening, Pastor Bud, in the Shepherd's Call. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark, Mississippi Mark, and Miss Audrey, Brother Bud, Brother Ed, and Brother Paul up in Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. These are my sponsors here tonight. You're on WWRV 5050 around the world. We appreciate you tonight. Listening in, staying up late with the Pastor Buddy and the Late Show. Prove all things. Don't water it down. Believe it. Confess it. Put it in action. look at the importance of that name that was hidden. Lord. Well, there's many lords. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. Many gods. Lord ain't his name, and God is not his name, but most of the Christians in the 501c bell-bound church witchcraft believe the lie to be damned. They'll swear to it. No wonder they don't want to use his true name. No wonder they change the truth into a lie and worship the creature. That's the satanic Satan. They won't have the truth. They get in the way and hinder them even that go in. These preachers are liars. Filthy lucre liars. Love the praise of men. Love to go with something that's been established. You can establish a lie and believe it for the truth and die and go to hell. It dramatically changes your testimony. I want to emphasize that tonight. You're going to speak in a new language. Not some fizzle, gooberdash. I mean, it's a shame how much confusion is in the Pentecostal movement. And the Baptists don't even have to go there. They've already got you saved. You don't have to be baptized. They're contrary to the Scriptures anyway. The Bible says to repent and be baptized. The Baptists say, oh, you don't have to be baptized now. You just got to be saved. See this magnetic attraction to evil? To change the Word or to water it down? Learn of the faith. Study to show yourself approved. Submit yourself to Yahweh, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. Write me tonight. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Now again, that's Post Office Box 568. That's Pastor Bunny, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on a Friday night on the late call, 423-351-1082. And call me. Write me. Say, Pastor Buddy, what must I do? I heard you preaching this magnanimous, magnificent name. It is a name that is in the Hebrew language according to Acts 26:14, and Paul heard the voice speak from heaven saying in a Hebrew tongue, what would you have me do? He said, go to a straight street. There Ananias will be sent to you, and he'll tell you what you must do. You must suffer great things in my name. The one that you're binding people, that's calling on it, the one that you're making suffer for calling on my name, I'll make you suffer just like you made my disciples suffer. It's our release from death. It's an answer of a good conscience toward Yahweh. Go to our website tonight. That's oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. And you can read this article. It's posted. Many of the documents in the confirmation of our faith, proving all things. Then come and see us here at the King's Gate in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Send us a letter. Acknowledge us that you have listened to us. here. Make a note of it. WWRB 5050. Write Pastor Buddy or call Pastor Buddy at 423-351-1082. Just give us a call or write us, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's all you need. Respond to Yahweh. He's calling you now through His Word, through His prophet. Now, not all will teach what you've heard tonight. I'm in an exclusive club of believers in the true name. Not the name that seemed right. Not a name of a little general, but a name above every name that's got salvation. Take it upon yourself to save yourself, and doing so, you could save your family. You can unconditionally surrender your life through repentance and remission of sin and being baptized, talking in a new tongue. Love Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. Praise Him when the sun goes down of this marvelous. Extol Him by His name, Yah. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Oh, how good that sounds. Hallelujah. For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. What are you waiting for? Why don't you write Pastor Buddy tonight or call him and join us here at the King's Gate in the future for the festival of Passover, Pentecost, and the Tabernacles, the Day of Atonement. We worship in the renewing of our mind daily, keeping those things that Yahweh said was sacred and essential forever. We're still carrying on the family of Israel tradition. Well, Yahweh bless you is my prayer. I'll see you Sunday night around the world. WWCR 4840 on your radio dial on the transmitting Jewel South out of Nashville, Tennessee. Make it a note. That's Pastor Buddy, 9 o'clock, Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, D8 Central. We'll join you then on 4840 WWCR. Yahweh bless you.